basically, I was minding my own business, and one day in a trade thread, a bunch of the Monmouth Evil Monkey players and GMs just started jumping on me, calling me a fraud, a liar, a cheat, when I had never spoke with them. They claim I made a promise to one of my players that I would give him a flat-out free release and let it was a wide receiver and defensive end, which were basically amongst the very best wide receiver and defensive end in the whole game. I was minding my own business in a trade form because I had discussed some parameters of how the player was going to lead the team, because he approached me wanting to lead the team, and we were negotiating a way for either one. He had three players on my team, so we were going to negotiate a way for either one of his players to leave, or two of them to leave, or maybe all three. We were working out terms. And there were a lot of things being floated around. At first, he said, I'll tell you what, I'll let you keep my linebacker for the next 3 years if you release one of my guys. And I was like, okay, well, that might be a possibility. Because you've got three players. I'd like to keep all three, but if I can't keep all three, and you want to leave the team, I'm willing to work out a deal where I release one if I can keep one guy for, say, 3, 4, 5 years if you want to make a deal like that. And he's like, okay, that sounds good. He's like, well, how about this deal? He's like, how about you release one guy for free now, and then I try it out with the evil monkey to see if I like it there. If I do like it, then I bring another player over there next year. If I don't like it, then I'll bring my player right back. So you're only losing a player for 1 year, possibly to return, then you lose nobody. So I'm like, well, that's an interesting proposition too, because I'm gambling on losing a couple guys for nothing, but I could also get all of them back and keep all three forever then that way. So what's better? Do I just give away one guy for free and get a guarantee lock on another guy, or do I let him rent one guy out or whatnot? Anyhow, there were like three different trade propositions or negotiations like that that he had proposed, and we hadn't settled on any of them. We decided that we were going to wait and talk till the end of the season and figure out which way to go. Anyhow, the season ends. We lose in the playoffs, which is something we've unfortunately done a few times in a row now. So the off season's over, and to work out some other arrangements, I put out the trade block for all of his players to see. You know, maybe I can work out a deal where I trade one guy to one team for 1 year in exchange for releasing one of his other guys. So maybe a better deal is I get some partial compensation from one of his guys in exchange for releasing another. You know, anyhow, we've now got about five different possibilities in how we're going to part ways with each other. And nothing was decided and nothing was agreed upon. So I go into the trade block and I just say, okay, I got these three guys up for trade. Does anyone want to make an offer to see what we might be able to work out? And all of a sudden, in the thread, like eight different evil monkeys pop in there. They start calling me a liar, a fraud, a cheat, blah, blah, blah. And it just, long story short, gets really ugly. So during the process, as I'm trying to recruit players for next year, they're stalking me in every thread that I go into to recruit players, and they're posting in recruiting threads that I'm a liar, a cheat, and I'm screwing over players. I tried to recruit an OC and a DC, and they were in there. There was a thread that went 5 pages long in a GM recruiting thread, and there was like two posts of from me and interested OCs and DCs, and 5 pages of just hate mail from the evil monkeys. So that's the kind of stuff I was dealing with. And then they PM'd every player on my team all these, you know, lies and summations of misinformation about the whole situation, trying to get people to leave my team, thinking that I did something wrong. And they got a couple people who eventually left the team as a result of that, as well as my offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator that I did have. Both of those guys bolted as a result of the stuff that they PM'd them as well. And so on top of all of that, sabotaging my recruits, my GM candidates, my own players, On top of all that, they were circulating PMs through their own forum on conversations I had with various people. They summarized the PMs that I had with various people in open forums. You know, just everything despicable that you can do to try and get an underhanded way to sabotage a team, they did it, and that's why I'm pissed. So that's basically it. That's the story. So in the end, I ended up trading in some other team, and I traded all three of his players. I didn't even want to keep his third player, which was a linebacker. I didn't even want to have that guy on my team at that point. I would have, you know, rather put a gun to my head than continue playing with any of his players on my team. So I dumped them all off in the trade to somebody else that ended up being a team that he was willing to go to.